and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And you don't need me to tell you that tomorrow is Burns Night. It's a celebration traditionally with whisky and haggis taking centre stage, both of which are enormously important to the Scottish food and drink industry. Of course, it's not just Scotland where Burns Night is celebrated, but right around the world. Anyone with some kind of Scots connection gets in on the act. And that too is important for our export industry, with Scotch whisky bringing in £3.45 billion and food bringing £1 billion into the Scottish economy last year. It's no wonder that Farming Minister Sir Richard Lockhead gets excited talking about the importance of our food and drink industry north of the border. Now, my guest today is our adopted farmer John Scott from Fern Farm. And over the Christmas period, he's been on the other side of the world.
We had a family holiday in New Zealand with the excuse of a wedding to attend. So we took the kids out there for a few weeks and had a great tour around New Zealand, both islands, and had a good look around a few farms as well.
And what's the state of farming out there?
Dairy. It's just amazing. The dairy boom just keeps growing. Every time I've been to New Zealand, it's got bigger. There's a container load of dairy product leaves New Zealand every 2.5 minutes heading for China or that area. A lot of sheep and beef farms being converted into dairies. An awful lot of irrigation. Water's a massive issue. But you see these big centre pivot irrigators. The biggest thing one I saw was 1.4 kilometres long. So it just swings around in a circle, but just massive.
A bit mind-boggling though.
It was. You know, the reduction in the New Zealand ewe flock, I think it's reduced from 71 million ewes to 30-something million, which is a huge reduction.
So do you think that's doing us a bit of good in the north of Scotland?
It will do. If there's less sheep worldwide, well, they're bound to be worth a little bit more. We do have a few sheep in this area.
Did you learn anything? Have you brought any tips back with you?
The main tip I would give is that it's good to get away for a while and you come back renewed and refreshed and ready to go. We're guilty as farmers of not getting away from home often enough. Even just getting away for 3 or 4 days and coming back with a different take on things and just a fresh bit of energy. Although lambing's round the corner, so that'll sort the energy out.
And John giving us a further reminder there that farming is a worldwide industry. And in the UK, we're not immune to what happens in the Southern Hemisphere. What they do can have quite an impact on our farming here. And with less sheep down under, that's cut cheap imports and helped our own lamb prices. And with that thought, that's it from me for the day. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.